religious organization?
I grew up like in the Reformed, faith.
Okay. Yeah. And do you do anything now?
I read the Bible.
You do. Okay, that's what we encourage people to do, because forsake what man has made. They're not following what God's word says. In fact, if you read God's word, they do what God's word says not to.
Okay.
And then they're also not doing what God's word says. So, and have you been transformed? Have you repented? Are you born again?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So you have a testimony of repenting of your sins, and your mind has changed toward the things of God, and now you are now born again, a new child of God, a daughter of the Most High.
Yeah.
Okay. I would encourage you to go deeper then, because what I'm going to tell you is God's word has it has instructions for women on how to be godly women. You can see this world is very feminized, and they're far from the truth of God. So I want to encourage you in that. I would never tell that to a woman who said, oh, I don't know if I'm born again. I don't really know anything about God. We preach the gospel, which is what I did with you just now, to make sure that you understand that. And that's what's on our card. And then I, as a godly woman, will encourage, if you're my sister, to go deeper in God's word, because what you left out of the Reformed religion that you were in, they're not teaching you the truth. So
I think the Reformed is, you know, the people that are performing here tonight, Gabby and Cade, he's like a very Christian. He follows the Reformed faith as well.
Okay, well, we would encourage him to repent as well, because anybody participating in this, if you see his sign, it says, follow Jesus, not the culture. And on the other side, it says friendship with the world is an enemy of God. James 4:4 says that. This here is friendship of the world.
Why?
Worldly music.
So you don't believe in music?
Well, since you're claiming to be of Christ, I can go in there with you, because if you really want to know, and you don't seem like a mocker or anything, in Ephesians, it talks about how the new instrument is our heart. And we're to worship the Lord from within. See, in the Old Testament, it was all external. They didn't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So they used all kinds of external things. The shedding of lambs, or for sacrificing, they had to do that on the altar. They did circumcision, which was an external thing. They used all kinds of musical instruments. That's external. And if you know the Bible, in the New Testament, it's from within, right? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we, as New Testament believers, if we're born again, we worship with the instrument that God gave us, the heart, through the Holy Spirit with the lips. So this is worldly. This is sinful. And we're trying to encourage people who truly love the Lord that don't see this, that don't know. Maybe they're brand new. They haven't been taught it. There's so much deception. Jesus said there'd be a lot of deceivers out there. A lot of wolves, right? Paul said that too.
Yeah, I wish you could speak to that guy. He's the guitarist for Gabby, but he's like very Christian. Like, he always posts just out of the Bible. But, I mean, he's playing in our band, so...
Yep, okay. And I don't know these people, but I could probably list a few of the sins. So right here, this is worldly and carnal. Mm-hmm. They're entertaining the world. And is he married? Okay, does his wife dress biblical? This is what God's word commands women to dress like, with a head covering, long flowing dress. Okay, then they're not biblical in that manner. If he attends man-made religion, that's sinful as well. And within the man-made religion, the reason why that's sinful is because they usually have one pastor up in the podium. That's unbiblical. All the men are supposed to be sharing and training and teaching each other. They usually call for the tithe, which is roughly 10%, or sometimes they try to get more. That's Old Testament. That's not New Testament today. A lot of them use Malachi 3 to try to get your money. Putting all that money in a building. Have you ever looked at what's on top of the buildings? It's a steeple. Do you know what that is? That's a pagan symbol for the anatomy of a male. It's wickedness, and they're putting it right on the buildings. So here's another thought for you. The buildings themselves, people drive by and say, oh, that's my church. But what is to be the temple today? Our body, right? Our body is to be the temple of the Holy Spirit, not in a building. If you go to our website, we have a whole bunch of articles on there that break it all down so people can see through that. Because a lot of people are deceived by all the deception out there. They're just believing and following. They're not forsaking all that and getting in the scripture. So I would encourage you. It's awesome that we got to talk to you. Thank you. I would encourage you to forsake anything that man has made and take a break. And study the scriptures. Be willing to count the cost and repent of everything. That includes worldliness like this. Remember James 4:4, friendship with the world is enmity against God. So I would encourage you to do that. Get in the scriptures. We're here to help you. Are you married? Okay, is your husband a believer?
No.
No, he's not. Okay. Well, feel free. You can send us an email, and I'd be happy to encourage you in the things for women. And then if you want, you can go to my husband has a teaching blog. Okay. And it has all sorts of articles, and it goes right into God's word with scripture. What we do is we try to show people, this is what man has taught you. This is what God's word says. And then we want people to dig on their own. We don't want anybody to follow us.
You're not recording me, are you?
I'm sorry?
Are you recording me with that thing or not?
Oh, well, I'm not going to use it. This here, we don't use this. This is for personal reasons. Usually I have it on him because people lie about us. They'll say that we came chasing them. And yeah, this I don't use. This is only for personal. I do have an audio recording so that way people can understand that I didn't approach you.
Yeah.
You came and asked me. There's a lot of liars out there. And you can imagine in what we do, Jesus said the world will hate you, right? You probably read that. The world hates the truth, and people lie about us. They call the police on us. They say we did all kinds of things. And we also use some of this audios for teaching purposes.
Okay.
So, no, this definitely, you have my word. You will not be on video.
Okay,
this just.
Yeah, I don't want to be up on a website.
No. I will, this is just only, and that's why I have it this way. I didn't mean to point it at you. And, oh, there he is. Yep, I usually point it on him. And it's only for security reasons. So, well, it was nice talking to you. Feel free, like I said, you can send me an email and encourage you, and then you can also go on our website and check out all the articles.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
Out of the world, that's why we're here, to call our neighbor out of the world. The world is set for the wrath and judgment of God. There's only two kingdoms, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Satan. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world. He creates all this entertainment. Live and walk in the kingdom of God. It transforms your entire life. The test is the fruit of the tree of your life. Look at yourself. If you're like the culture, your tree is of the culture. If your life conforms to the holy word of God, your tree is rooted in Christ. We want you to be in Christ. We love you.
Thank you.
God be praised.
Take care.